that was a UFO beaming back at you. No, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Nick of Time, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdalene, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You've got to say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome to Nick of Time Podcast, a lineupmedia.fm production brought to you this week and every week by audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/Nick of Time to get a 30-day free trial and free audiobook download. If you're looking to do any shopping on Amazon, which I really recommend, visit our website first, nickoftimepodcast.com, and click the Amazon banner because anything you buy during that session will directly support our show.
Just like anything you say can and will be used against you.
That is right.
In a court of law. Innocent, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Innocent until proven guilty. Anyways.
Anyways, welcome to the show.
We are back again.
How is everyone?
Who is that?
I'm good. That's Alex.
Slow.
That is
back
Alex.
Again.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Back. Welcome back to part two.
Thanks. Trying to take it down a notch here.
Take it down? I thought we'd kick it up a notch.
You've cranked it to 11. I'm getting out of here.
Well, that's what we're here to do. So part two this week, we were discussing giants last week, and part two is, you know, the same. But it's going to be geared more toward like the ancient American giants and the recent, and when I say recent, I mean like last 200 years or so.
Andre the Giants.
The most recent archaeological discoveries of giant skeletons and the possible cover-up of our own human history by a very reputable establishment.
Interesting. Let's get into it, then.
Bum, bum, bum.
So join us, fellow skeptics and whack jobs, as Nick of Time discusses part two of Giants.
You should always tell me about these things before, fellow skeptics and whack jobs. Did you write that down?
I did.
You wrote that down?
I liked it.
Hey, didn't you have something else you wanted to say?
Yeah. I do. Huh. I got to apologize for the lesbian joke last week. I got into some shit.
You don't sound too... Yeah, genuine here.
I am. I apologize. The lesbian joke was maybe out of line.
And out of context.
Out of context more than out of line, but either way.
I missed it, so I'm going to have to re-listen to it.
You were here, dude. It was literally like just a little while ago.
I said I missed it. It was in response to your question.
Oh. Anyway.
But I can't tell you what it was, people, because...
Just listen to last week.
Yeah, listen to last week.
Well, last previous...
Catch me getting an AC. An ass chewing. Okay, so about these North American giants. So what do you guys know about the North American giants? I've always heard that the North American giants all have red hair.
I have not
red
heard
hair, like an Irishman?
Like long red hair, yes.
No, I'm not like familiar with them.
The dwarves of Tolkien myth?
No, that's the opposite, I think.
They had red hair, didn't they?
But that's they actually just found... which was a missing link in our evolutionary chain, dwarf people, small humanoids.
Hobbits.
They're actually calling them hobbits, yeah. Did you read about that?
I think it was an Indonesian island.
I think it was New Guinea or something.
New Guinea, yes. I'm not sure. Somewhere South Pacific.
Well, they went there as early humans and then evolved to an island, so everything on it evolves on an island and gets smaller to accommodate its environment. So these people were short, but they were still using Stone Age tools and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Okay, so about the American giants, like I said, about 90% of all the accounts, they have like six fingers. Yeah, isn't that nuts?
And that is nuts.
Yeah, my mom's got a cat with 12 back toes.
Whoa. Maybe it's a Nephilim cat.
Could be.
Anyway, so they have double rows of teeth, too. Have you guys heard of this? Double rows of teeth. And they all are, they don copper armor, and they were cannibals. So they
copper armor?
Copper
is that
armor,
just because they were in the copper age?
You know, I'm honestly not sure, because the excavation sites that have been found in all of North America date to a lot of different dates in history. But something that was consistent about them was they all did don copper armor. So, and they were cannibals, and that was...
Cannibals.
They were cannibals. And that's some of the Indians, actually.
That kind of reminds me of like a...
They eat their own giant selves?
A troll from the Tolkien world. They were always trying to eat humans.
Tolkien had the best mythology, and he had every type of like paranormal or monster or whatever in it.
I don't know a lot of Tolkien.
You're missing out.
Lord of the Rings, you've seen that?
No, yeah, of course I've seen Lord of the Rings.
You haven't even read the book or in like
No, the, I haven't read the book, though.
They even had giant elemental titans made out of rock and stone that would sleep for thousands of years, and they just stand up and the mountain would walk away, you know.
So those were titans like the Greek titans?
It could be. Just another myth of it.
Let's here's to hoping that old Big E talks a little more on this episode. He was kind of silent last time. We missed him.
I was just love. I'm not familiar with most of the giant talk, so I was listening to you guys rap about it. It was great.
Sometimes
I get to be a listener, which is great.
There's a lot of stuff Eric likes to talk that I'm just not familiar with. You know.
Well, like I said, this was one of my, you know, more favorite conspiracies.
Lay it on me. What are some of the giants that are found in the Americas?
Well, there's been a lot of excavation sites, a lot of more recent ones. One, Serpent Mounds in Ohio. Actually, Pigpen, I think you got a list of a lot of the decent excavation sites that have been in recent history, right? I printed that out for you.
Yeah, such as like Serpent Mound, Ohio, which was in the 1890s. They found a 7-foot-tall skeleton with like a giant skull on it. It was pretty neat.
And so these giants are supposed to have elongated skulls because of their, their long lifespan. So that because of their long lifespan, it's making
like their head never stops growing. So
yeah,
it just gets longer and taller.
I think that's the theory. Yeah.
So okay, there's been all kinds of mounds throughout the country in history, like Crescent Mound, West Virginia. They found a 7-foot-2-inch skeleton, which is pretty freaking crazy. I mean, I guess it's not out of line, but...
But 7-foot-2-inch skeleton equals about a 7-foot-6-inch human.
And I believe Native Americans and Mesoamericans were much shorter than even Europeans. They probably didn't top out at but 5'2", 5'3".
There was a really good one, Lake Devlin in Wisconsin. I think it was 1918. Did you find anything about Lake Devlin?
Honestly, no, I didn't.
I can't remember. I think they found something like 18.
Yeah. May 12th, it was, May 1912, they found 18 skeletons, and all of them had two rows of teeth, which is
wow, that's pretty
touched
neat.
On earlier.
That's a hell of a mutation.
The
bones. The bones they were measured in by their skull sizes that they found, they were estimated between 7.5 and 10 feet tall, which isn't like a 20-foot tall giant, but these are still... If there's that many of them in one place, there was a what do you want to call it, a culture of giants.
Yeah, like a
whole. Every once in a while, you'll come across just a strange pituitary mutation, and a person will grow into a giant, or Andre the Giant even. Abraham Lincoln was rumored to have this issue.
The NBA.
Yeah. Right? Yao Ming, that giant Chinese guy, he's a basketball player. That guy's like 6'4".
I think he's retired.
Or 7'4", I'm sorry.
Retired.
He was.
What was that?
I think he's retired.
Yeah, you're going to be the next one apologizing. I think he said retarded.
I did not.
I know. I mean, your knees probably give out after playing basketball, being so damn tall and heavy.
You look at those pictures of Robert Wadlow. The dude's he literally bends at a 30-degree angle. His legs are just like, I mean, just terrible.
Almost
just
polio. Yeah,
that's why he had those big braces, which eventually...
Led to
More
his
or
death.
Less led to his demise, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts. But so another thing that we found in our extensive research was a bunch of newspaper clippings.
That's pretty crazy. Like, here's one talking about St. Paul, Minnesota. The bones of a giant were found. The skull of a heroic size and singular formation has been discovered among the relics of mound builders in the Red River Valley. Again, this is in Minnesota. The mound was 60 foot in diameter and 18 foot high. Near the center were found the bones of about a dozen men and women, mixed with the bones of various animals, which is kind of strange. But, you know, that's
like a refuse pile look?
No, I would say maybe that's religious.
Oh, okay. Sacrificial bones.
Could be like just like how Tut had cats or whatever down with him.
I hate to interject, but before I forget this, I had something I wanted to say. Another thing that was consistent about the giants found in North America was how regular skulls have the crack, you know, so where they can form.
They have three plates, I believe.
Yeah, okay, so the giants, their skulls do not have that. They have a single squiggly line bone up on their skull, and that's it. So that's another thing that was consistent about the giant skulls that were different.
Man, this is like a way different species than we are, even.
Yeah. Well, and actually, they found a lot of those skulls. I believe it's in South America because they're not afraid to display them. They actually have them on display.
Oh, well, in South America and a lot of Central American cultures, they keep the skulls, or they used to. They keep the skulls of their ancestors, and they have a whole shrine dedicated with all the skulls of their past relatives.
Wow.
And the special ones are huge, you know.
Let me give out this web address of all these clippings you got here.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to say something else. See, this was, you won't see that type of stuff today. If they found a giant in like today's times, I mean, we are on a conspiracy show here. You see it in
Weekly World News.
Well, Weekly World News, but you won't see that stuff on mainstream media. If they did find something like that, that's going to be completely suppressed. I just like to add that these newspaper clippings that Pigpen's talking about and reading from are about from a time whenever, you know, freedom of speech actually meant something.
Okay, so as we were saying, it's http /www.sydhav.no/giants/newspapers.htm.
God, that's kind of difficult.
One more time. www.sydhav.no/giants/newspapers. .htm.
Or you can do what I did and just go to Google and type in newspaper clippings of giants from the early 1900s, and they'll all come up.
Interesting.
So, but yeah, there's that. And I believe that a lot of the old Indian, because, you know, there's a lot of different tribes of Indians. Sure. So a lot of the old Indians, they have myths, stories, legends of an ancient giant, a race of giants who roamed the territory before them. They actually preceded their forefathers. So have you guys heard about that, the ancient Indians?
Well, I know a lot of cultures all across North America, from Algonquin to...
I heard Hopi and the Comanche, maybe Osage.
Comanche or Comanche?
Comanche. Comanche.
Yeah, Texas Indians.
Yes, sir.
There was the Northwest Coast Indians, which they didn't specify their name here. They all had various giant heroes in their folklore. And if you'd like to hear some, there's the Chinoo. It's a Mi'kmaq Indian giant. There's also, how about from the Hopi Indians, one second? Oh, Chaveo Kachina. They all have names, even. There are people among them that grew into giants and became of fame.
Okay, so these are a pretty serious part of their heritage, then.
Right, the Iroquois had one named the Stone Coat, and it says here that it's a mythological rock giant of the Iroquois-speaking tribes, and in some traditions, there's only one Stone Coat, while in others, there's a whole race of them. Well, they're described as being about twice as tall as humans, and their bodies are covered in rock-hard scales that repel all normal human weapons. That could be a lot. Maybe they had armor, technology that was repelling all the weapons. I don't know. That might just be something they lost in their folklore. And they're associated with winter and ice, and they are cannibals. They were known to eat other humans, much like the ones with the double rows of teeth.
Right. Let's be clear. When we say that these giants are cannibals, we don't mean that they're eating each other. We mean that they're eating regular-sized humans, because they are considered humans. They're just huge. They're giants. I mean. For all intents and purposes, we're actually considering these giants to be human.
Well,
short of ancient Egypt.
In the Chippewa mythology, the Stone Coats are never considered human. They were a tribe of primordial man-eating monsters. So they were pretty much like an elemental force.
Wow.
Far out.
Man, so it's all over in the old American history, huh?
Yeah, there's been giants in their folk tales for thousands of years, even going back to the beginning of the universe in some of their stories.
So let me ask you guys this. If there's all these excavation sites and all of these giant skeletons that are being found, and, I mean, newspaper clippings, articles, pictures.
Well, yes. What I want to know is, why is it just a conspiracy?
Why
isn't it a fact?
Right. So where are all these displays? Where are all the giant displays of, you know, big humans? That's where the conspiracy comes in. The Smithsonian Institute is allegedly responsible for.
This is a world renowned curator of all types of antiquities.
Yeah, and well, okay, so the theory is that they want to suppress the whole giant angle, everything from the Nephilim, the skeletons that they dig up, everything. They want to suppress all that because it doesn't fit into the Darwinian
evolutionary idea.
Yeah, exactly. And that's essential to the Smithsonian. That's what they're about, is the, you know, Darwin. That's behind the ideas that they like to, you know.
Well, they have set, what is it, scientific facts they believe, and they push very hard, like plate tectonics, and there's a global warming, what have you, any type of major scientific idea, they want to make sure they...
Right, so if a big idea that would go against that, they don't want that, they can't have that.
Right.
So
if it interrupts their already established perfect facts, then they don't want it out.
And everything's so nice and neat and in order right now as it sits with Darwinian and evolution, and it just seems like these giants would throw a big wrench in the motor to that whole deal.
Yeah, if you could find a real skeleton.
Right, well, and then like you said in the newspaper articles, they've been found, and even other articles.
To be fair, the ones in those newspapers, they're talking about 7 foot tall people.
The Smithsonian in a couple of those shows up and confiscates all the bones in a couple of those newspaper
articles. That's what happened to, I believe, Ed Harmon was his name, in Steelville, Missouri. He sent a letter to Smithsonian asking him, hey, I've got this giant body, would you like to study it? And they sent him a letter, said, okay, box it up and ship it to us in Washington. And he did that and then never heard anything about it
ever. Never heard anything about it again.
Never seen again.
Accounts somewhere around the number of 10,000 skeletons the Smithsonian has taken possession of. Under what authority? I honestly don't know. Maybe the federal government. Maybe suppressing this knowledge is more important than just, because, I mean, it's our ancient history. It's history as we know it. Our history is not what we think. I know. Scratch your head. It's a very nuts idea. But so that's
love that scene in Indiana Jones, the newer one, where he's running through the storage lots of the Smithsonian and opening up all these ancient treasures while he crashes into them. You ever seen that?
Oh, I think that was an army silo.
Well, it's the same place they hid the Ark of the Covenant from the first.
Right. Maybe that was an installation.
I consider a Smithsonian warehouse, if you will.
Right, yeah.
Did you ever see Warehouse 13 on Sci-Fi Channel?
Never.
What it was is apparently since the beginning of time, artifacts everywhere, and they keep them in warehouses all over the world, like just every crazy, like, paranormal item.
Right.
You should check it out. Magical. It's on Netflix, I believe. Anything from, like, Houdini's cape, which actually made him invisible, or, you know, just crazy artifacts.
So it really feeds into the Smithsonian cover-up idea.
It's deeper than the Smithsonian, I believe, but it's been a while since I saw that show.
But what do you think about that? You think there's a possibility that the Smithsonian could have come in? I mean, because they are the experts in archaeological finds, digs, and studies, you know, so, you know, that's who you call. Who do you call when you find something? If you're just a dumb farmer, found me a goddamn 12-foot skeleton. Yeah, I'm going to call Smithsonian. So you
12-foot skeleton.
So you call the Smithsonian because they're the first and foremost, they're on the front line of all this.
Well, what you do is you tell your neighbor, and then the newsman comes and takes a picture, and then they get the Smithsonian sees the picture and says, "Oh, we better call him."
What you don't expect is them to swoop in and take the evidence and suppress it and never hear about it again, which is apparently what's happening. That's what's happening with all of these giant bones and everything, and apparently the cover up is ongoing. It's happening to this day, because I read about an archaeological excavation in Sudan, I believe, where they had found giants, and I think they had six skeletons. You can look this up on Google, Sudan giant discovery, but they had six skeletons, I believe, all between 8 and 9.5 feet tall, and the Smithsonian came in, studied overnight, and when they came in the next morning, they were gone, bones were gone, site was done, closed up. You know what I mean? So there are accounts of this. There's even a whistleblower. You can go on YouTube. He has YouTube videos. He worked for the Smithsonian, and he was in. He actually destroyed documents. Was in charge of destroying documents, stating about the bones that they had. The cover up.
Right. The original report of it.
Yes. Yeah. So he was, and he. There was another whistleblower from the Smithsonian where he was on one of those sites where he actually took a bone and took it home. So he had this bone, and he's got, gave it to his grandson. His grandson has pictures with this humongous giant bone.
So that's still out in the population somewhere?
Apparently it is, yeah.
Let's track that down.
Let's track that down?
Let's track that down.
That's probably a hard one to find.
Yeah, we should go.
Like Hitler's coat.
Let's go this weekend. We'll find it.
We'll find it. Okay. We'll come. We'll let you guys know how that goes.
We'll let you go. We're going to go visit a giant bone.
I wonder why they don't want giants to be known about.
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. What's the purpose of this cover-up? I don't understand.
Well, the tallest man alive is, what, 8'3"? I think his name's Sultan Kassan from Turkey.
He's right. A sultan and he's 8 foot tall?
Well, I don't know if he's a sultan, but that's his name.
That sounds like Xerxes.
Yeah.
So, was, I mean,
he could have been a giant.
I would consider 8'3" a giant.
I would agree.
I would think, because they're calling giants anywhere upwards of 7.5, 8 feet tall. So I would think that's a giant. That guy's a giant.
Now, do you have to be thicker? Is there any kind of things like where, you know, you got to have thicker fingers?
What are your constituents to be a giant? What's the?
What are the physiological differences?
I really don't
six
know,
toes?
Man.
I know there's all
well,
types
and
of
I, and
gigantism.
I told you that's consistent with American, North American right. Red-haired giants was the six fingers and toes and the double rows of teeth. So
now what I'm having a hard
time
good
for corn on the cob.
Getting my mind around Very. Is whether they're just individual mutated people or well, are they their own species of their own
is this a separate species right. of giant
or is it
other
just
than the Egyptian
a mutation that's where I'm leaning is towards genetic mutation.
You know, I don't like to look at it like that. I like to look at it as a different permutation of the myth.
Okay
you know, so there's giants these giants according to the American Indians, the Native Americans. There's these giants according to the Egyptians, and then you've got these giants according to the Bible. So that's why I like the title for the episode was just giants, because there's so many different permutations to this myth. You know, it goes, there's so many different ways it went. You know, the Anunnaki, Nephilim, all kinds of different, you know, the like we said before, the Bible. There's even in Hebrew, what's the Jewish Bible called?
Is it the Quran or the Torah or one of those?
The Quran's
Kabbalah.
Islam. Anyways, the Jewish Bible.
We're not really
good
at.
Yeah, we don't do religion, man. But the Jewish Bible, I read in that also on the Wikipedia page that there's references to the Nephilim giants as well in that. So, what do you guys think? Giants? Yes? No?
I mean,
what's your feelings?
I think
on giants,
they're cover-ups. I don't think there's a massive amount of giant elemental giants or. God, you know, with superpowers,
like titans,
yeah.
if you will. No,
I think there's just there were large clusters of giants. Whether they grew,
you
because
think
of the
individual clusters.
Well, if you think about dinosaurs, got giant size.
Yeah.
So why couldn't
hey,
there? Have,
that's fucking interesting, man. That's a very good angle to go with this.
Why couldn't there have been a place or a time when human race evolved so tall
right.
and big to fit its environment like the dinosaurs?
That's what I say. That's very interesting. That could very well have happened, you know, that humans
like
were around
mastodon,
for...
Because evolution doesn't take place in, you know, the short term like you guys are talking about.
Uh-huh. Oh, this isn't short term. It could have took
you know,
a million
well,
years.
They found 7-foot skeletons,
well, people
8-foot skeletons, 9-foot skeletons, 10-foot skeletons.
And that's debatable, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking about the cover up in, you know, human history. So
we're only 6,000
how do we know,
years old?
How do we know? Yeah, I mean, 20, the Bible 000? Says 6,000. How do we know actually how old?
I know they found
that
carbon dating, things like that.
Well, carbon dating can be debunked as well. Do you believe carbon dating?
I sure do.
I sure do.
why don't you prove to me that dinosaurs really exist?
You know, I actually met
Maybe
another
some
guy.
Other time.
I met a guy that
he just didn't believe it.
No, it's totally dinosaurs don't exist. Replicas of the bones, the whole nine. He had answers.
There's a theory
the guy
out
had
there
answers.
That carbon dating is a farce, but I'm not one of those people. But if you don't believe in
those
carbon
people?
Dating, people that don't believe in
anti-carbon dating, right?
Got it. There's
anti-carbies.
Some people.
There's a whole subculture of people that just don't believe in carbon dating, huh?
Yeah, biblical creation.
I believe in carbon marriage.
Carbon dating.
I'm carbon copy only, you know.
Oh, God.
And we've took that one as far as it'll go.
Yep.
But so there's been over 1,000 of accounts. There's been over 1,000 accounts of giant discoveries of some sort in North America, whether it been.
I think any account you're going to see, you're just tall people.
You're just tall people.
Tall
that's
people.
That's where you're at with this is just tall people. 12-foot skeletons, 15-foot skeletons.
Unless the Smithsonian thing really pans out and they are doing some crazy cover-up, which, hey, they may be. I'll never put it past anyone to do a cover-up if it benefits somebody somehow.
Right.
I don't know how it could.
Well,
maybe giant bones are some sort of, like, filters.
So,
you know,
so how do you feel about the Goliath-sized giants, the 12-foot tallers, the 15-foot tallers, size of giants?
I think our I would say that our conversion of cubits to feet is inaccurate.
You don't think so? That was just a conversion that I got off the internet. And if it's on the internet,
I would
it
say
must
it's inaccurate.
Be right.
I think they evolved alongside humans, parallel to until we killed them, because their environment changed.
Well, I want to say if they were that far and they evolved along humans, we would find way more evidence of them in the fossil record.
I just said that one whistleblower said 10,000 skeletons.
10,000 is nothing, though. We find millions of ancient human bones.
Well, yeah, but if the giants died off around 8,000 years ago, and you're not finding a whole mass load of human bones back then there's a few straggling groups left that were persecuted throughout history.
Right. Do we go digging up, just human remains all the time?
Well, yeah, they actually did.
It's called archaeology.
The 1850s.
You leave
me
alone.
Went all over America and dug up every Indian mound they could find because... I don't know why.
Because giants. That's why. I'm telling you, the Smithsonian was involved
in
that.
We got to get over to that. That's why they found America. We got to get over there and suppress knowledge of giants, if there is any.
Well, they
already found all the giants in Ireland by then, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so there were giants all over the world.
That's what St. Patrick did. Instead of snakes, it was giants.
It was giants, yeah.
he drove all the giants out of Ireland.
I don't think that's what he meant when he said snakes.
I don't know. I'm up in the air. I don't think there's ever been a specific extra species.
Yeah,
that's just me.
Like I said, I don't know how much I believe this, but I know how much I want to believe it, and that's a fucking lot. I really liked it.
You never played Dungeons and Dragons,
we were talking about on the Doomsday. The sexiness level to this, for me personally, giants. It's there, man. I like it. I really like the giant myth. I do.
Well,
I think,
there's your quote, folks. Sexy giants.
So, yeah, sexy giants. They might be giants, and they might be
Amazon
sexy.
Women giants are about the sexiest part of it.
I forgot about those giants. Yeah, the Amazonian women giants.
And they
giants.
Kick all men out.
Like Wonder Woman?
I see.
Oh, she was, wasn't she?
I see no better time than to plug Amazon.com right now.
If you're going
to
do any shopping on Amazon, what should they do?
What should they do? They should visit our website first, nickoftimepodcast.com, and click the Amazon banner. And we're not talking about giant Amazon women here.
Well, if you're on Amazon, you can find a giant Amazon woman blow up.
Or a book about Amazonian giants.
I want to break in here for a second and say we got an email from some listener who was pissed about the amount of Amazon talking we do.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, we've never made a dime from it. And it's like we're completely shills, apparently, to Amazon. I don't know. I kind of think it's kind of a joke now. We say
it is.
So
it is a joke, yeah, because we don't get anything from Amazon, but we like to plug the hell out of it.
Makes it sound good.
Yeah, it does. Sounds professional.
Yeah, anyway,
we can start plugging Google.
But anyway, go to our website, and one of you out there, please give us a reason to sound like shills.
Yeah, we would love some feedback on the giants.
Buy some batteries and have them ship you some rechargeables.
For what?
Something, I don't know.
You go to Amazon, just run through Nick of Time there.
Yeah, buy some rubber bands. I don't know.
Yeah, anything you have to buy from Amazon. Please go to our website first. But so for giants, that looks like that's about it, guys. I had a lot of fun with this episode. And again,
I know I didn't talk a lot. I'm sure a lot of the listeners are happy with that. But I don't know. I just sat back and listened. I don't know much about giants, but now I feel like I know a little bit
so
more.
So is it interesting to you, though? Do you feel like this was an interesting subject? I mean, because I like it.
It was entertaining.
It was entertaining?
Yeah.
There are hundreds and hundreds of hours, literally hundreds of hours of YouTube videos that you can watch on this subject. And a lot of it ties into the Bible. A lot of it ties into the Nephilim, the Anunnaki. But you want giant information, man, there are some, if you got a lot of time to burn, there are some very, very interesting YouTube videos.
You have a giant curiosity.
Yeah. Like me, I've watched a ton of videos on this, and it's just it's a real interesting subject. A lot of fun. So there might not be a lot to it, but damn it, I want to believe. And that's what we're all about. So
you are a cliche dude. I love it.
I know. I like it too.
I think it's the corny level that gets me right in the heartstrings.
Yeah, I think so too. There's a likableness about me.
No, and that's not what I was saying. Oh.
Oh, really? Really?
We'll talk about this after we go.
I'm ending the show now. Remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick of Time Show or on Twitter at Nick of Time Show. Also, please, and this is very, very important right here, please remember to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, right, Pigpen? We're on Google Play now. So please remember to subscribe or your favorite podcast outlet. Get Nick of Time. Get it downloading every week. Fill your ears with our good music. It's not music per se, but fill your ears with us. We want to fill your ears.
What a goofball.
So download us. And if you want, give us a review. 5-star rating. I wish there was a 6-star rating because that's what I feel like we deserve. But, 5-star or less. Until next time, this has been Nick of Time, a Crazy Giant show on lineupmedia.fm. Thank you.
Please, wake up.
This has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production. Access all our podcasts now at lineupmediagroup.com.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who the hell are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore!